This is your Pacific Pulse.
I'm Petty Officer Jeanette Molinax. In Tokyo, U.S. and Japan leaders came together for the 60th anniversary of the U.S.-Japan Treaty of Mutual Cooperation and Security. During the ceremony, U.S. Forces Japan Commander, Lieutenant General Kevin Schneider, spoke alongside two descendants of the treaty's original signers, current Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, the grandson of then Prime Minister Nobusuke Kishi, and Mary Jean Eisenhower, granddaughter of President Dwight D. Eisenhower, in which Schneider highlighted the importance of the long-standing alliance.
Our shared values of democratic governance, economic transparency, respect for sovereignty, and protection of human rights serve as a beacon and an example to others around the world.
At Yokota Air Base, Japan Air Self-Defense Force members attended a bilateral space symposium. Command Chief Master Sergeant of U.S. Space Operations Command, Chief Master Sergeant John Ventivania, discuss the importance of sharing the American experience in dealing with space operations and the future of space warfare. This has been your Pacific Pulse. Thanks for listening.